Today, Shir is the Masech Teshuvos on Daf Chav Dalad. We will begin in the middle of the second line at the top of the Yomid with the words Bishlam L'Rish Lakish. Before we get into the Sugya, we need to review the previous Gemara, which began on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis at the two dots. And the Gemara there was actually referring to the Mishnah, which we find on Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, nine lines from the bottom of the Amud, and we'll learn the words of the Mishnah inside and then see what the Gemara said on it and then get into our sugya of today, because all of this review is negeya to the daf that we're going to learn today. So the Mishnah says, nine lines from the bottom of the Amud, Shvua shloi oichel, somebody made a shvua that he's not going to eat, and he ate things that are not edible or drinks that are not able to be drunk. So the halacha is potter. Then the Mishnah says, "Shvur shloy oichel, if he made a shvur, I'm not going to eat." He ate things which are prohibited according to the Torah. So there the din is Chayiv, and our Gemara is going to get into that stira between the Reish and the Seif, as we'll see in a moment. V'Rab Shimon Poiter, in this second halacha of Achilas Nevelas Utreifus, where the Tanakhama said Chayiv, Rab Shimon says Poter. And we'll see in our daf today what the Sfora of Rab Shimon is and what the Machloikas between the Tanakhama and Rab Shimon revolves around. The final halacha of our Mishnah, Omar Koinem Ishti Nehenesli, he made a neder that his wife should not have hanoa from him, im achalti hayom, if I ate something today. And then we find out v'hu achal nevelos v'treif v'shkatz v'mashem, that he had eaten these things which are osur from the Torah. Harei ishtoi asura, then his wife is osur to have hanoa from him. These are the halachas which our daf today will revolve around. So the Gemara on Chof Gimel Amud Beis, we won't learn it inside, but we'll speak it out outside. The Gemara says that there's a stira between the first din that we learned in the Mishnah and the second din. The first din was if he says shuah shloi oichel and he ate things that are not roi lachila, so the din is he's potter. Then the Mishnah says that if he says shuah shloi oichel and he ate nevelus atreifish katsu ramasim, which are usher to be eaten, there the din is that he's chayiv. And Rashi speaks out that the Gemara in the Hava Minah on Chof Gimel Amud Beis was of the opinion, the Rashi is seven lines from the bottom of the Amud, Kasal Kedatach Nevelu Treif and Nami Oichlam She'enu Ru'uyin Hein. The Gemara thought that not only is something considered inedible, as we'll see in today's sugya, Ofor, earth, which is inedible, but physically inedible, but even something spiritually inedible, something halachically inedible, is also considered oichlam she'enu ru'uyin hein. And just like he didn't have intent when he said shuah shloi oichel to include something that is physically inedible, so too he doesn't have intent on something which he's not allowed to eat al pi halacha. And therefore, the Gemara asks, it's a stira. How could you tell me in the first in the Mishnah where he ate something inedible that he's putter because that was not included in his shvuah, in his intent for a shvuah of shaloi oichel, and that's why he's putter? If he ate it, huadin, he should be putter if he ate something which is halakhically forbidden. It's also not something which he had in mind when he made the original shvuah. Maishna reisha the potter, maishna sefer the chayiv. That was the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says this is not difficult because the first case in the Mishnah is reisha b'stam. And the second case is speaking about b'mefarish. When he ate something inedible, he didn't speak out that he wanted to include his shvuah on something inedible. That's why he's potter. However, in the Sefer by Shkatz and Ramash and Veils to Treifus, there he said, I make a shvua, I'm not going to eat, and I'm not going to eat even Shkatz and Ramash and Veils to Treifus. And since he was mefarish it, and then he subsequently ate, then he's taka chayiv. So he had intent, and therefore he's chayiv in that second case. So the Gemara says, we still have a problem. Because on things that are usher al pi halacha, he's a mushba mehar Sinai. And just like we have a halacha that ain't ister chalal ister, so we have a halacha that ain't shua chalal shua. And since he's mushba mehar Sinai, good, he had intent, but what ability does he have to make this shua? So the Gemara on that gave two terutz. The first teretz was Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. And the second one is from Rosh Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan's teretz is that he's able to affect a shvua even on something that's mushba mehar Sinai because he was koilel dvorim mutarim im dvorim asurim. He said that not only won't I eat nevelis, I won't eat shchutas as well. And since his shvua is chal on shchutas, therefore it's also chal on nevelis, even though nevelis he's already mushba from before. This is the din of Isser Koilel, which we find in the Nageya, the halach of Ein Isser Chalal Isser, that by Koilel is a machloikis, whether it's chal or not, but the sheet of the Chachamim is that by Koilel it is chal. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan is going, according to the sheet of the Rabbanan, that by Koilel we say Isser Chalal Isser, and we'll say Shvua Chalal Shvua, since it's chal on something new, therefore it's even chal on the old one, which was already Usser. At this point, since we're mentioning Isser Koilel, it's kedai to speak out what we're going to see very clearly in Rashi, on Chaf Dalet Amid Beis. Rashi beautifully explains the chiluk between Isser Koilel and Isser Maisev, but let's speak it out at this point, that Isser Koilel, Rashi here on Chaf Dalet Amid Aleph, the top Rashi tells us that Yom Kippur is an Isser Koilel over Nevelis. There, you had a piece of Nevel which was also before Yom Kippur, and then Yom Kippur came since Yom Kippur asers the Gavra. And Rashi, in fact, on Chaf Dalet Amid Aleph at the top, uses the word Gavra. In the seventh line from the top, Rashi says, Migri de Itzer Hai Gavra, Bishchuta Mishum Yom Kippurim, Itzer Nami Benevela Mishum Yom Kippurim, Hainu Koilel. So that's the concept of Koilel. Koilel means there's no new dimension of Isser in the Heftze that was Usser previously. But this Gavra becomes Usser because of the new Isser, in this case being Yom Kippur. He's going to become Usser on more items. Till now he was Usser only in the Vela. Now he becomes Usser in Shchuta. He's not allowed to eat anything on Yom Kippur. That is what Isser Koilel means. Isser Moisef means there's a Hoysofa in the Heftza. For example, let's say an item was Usser because of one thing, La'achila, but it was not Usser for Hanoah. The second Isser comes along, and that ushers the person even in Hanoah. Since the second Isser can be Chal because of the Hanoah, there's nothing to stop the second Isser from the Hanoah point. So Huadin, it drags with it even the Isser part of that second Isser, and that was already Usser Bachila. But since the second Isser is Chal Legabi Ano, it's also Chal Legabi the Isser Achila. And now he's Usser to eat this item because of two reasons. That's Isser Moisef. So Isser Koilel is in the Gavra. The Gavra becomes Usser in more Chafetzim. But there's no new dimension of Isser in this very Heftz itself. And Isser Moisef means there's a Hoysofa in this very Heftz itself that a new dimension of Isser is taking place with this second Isser. So Rav Yochanan is telling us, Rav Shmuel and Rav Yochanan is telling us, that you're asking me a question. How could the second Shvua on Nevelos and Treves be Chal? He's Mushba Mehar Sinai. The answer is he was Koilel Dvor Matarim. And just like we say Koilel by Isser Chalal Isser, we'll say Shvua Chalal Shvua by Koilel. Rish Lakish disagrees, and Rish Lakish says, you can only have pshat in our Mishnah that he's chayiv by Nevelos Treifus by Chatzi Shir. And then the Gemara says it's dependent on a Machlokes Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbanan hold that by Shvua, when a person prohibits something on himself, he's prohibiting even a Mashahu, even a Pachas Mikashir, Stam. And according to Rabbi Akiva, it's only That, excuse me, according to Rabban, it's only been mefarish. He has to speak out that I'm prohibiting upon myself in this shvuah even a chatzi shir. If he doesn't speak it out, he needs a shir. And according to Rabbi Kiva, even bestam, even if he didn't speak it out, it includes a pachas mikashir. So chatzi shir is something that's not previously asher min haTorah. And therefore, there's no problem of mushbe mehar Sinai, and I'll be telling the machlokes Rabban and Rabbi Kiva whether you have to speak it out or you don't have to speak it out. And then the Gemara goes into why Rabbi Yochanan didn't hold of Rav Shlakish and why Rav Shlakish didn't hold of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold of Rav Shlakish because he wants to make the mission according to everybody, which means that according to Rav Shlakish, you're going to have to say it's tolling the machlokes, which is Rabbi Kiva and the Rabban. According to the Rabban in the Mishnah, we'll be speaking about, he was mefarish that I want even to asher upon myself less than a shear. According to Rabbi Kiva, the Mishnah has to be speaking about that he said it bestam. Because if the Mishnah would be speaking about the mefarish, then it would be a riot against Rabbi Kiva. Why should you need mefarish according to Rabbi Kiva? According to Rabbi Kiva, even stam should be good. So Rabbi Kiva was going to have to say that the Mishnah includes even stam. So it comes out that your answer is totally in a machlaikis. Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't want to get into a machlaikis, and therefore I'm saying it's speaking about Isser Koil. The Gemara says, why doesn't Rav Shlakish hold Rabbi Yochanan? Before we go into that, let's just point out what Tosfos in Divrei HaMaskil Demukilu at the bottom of Chof Gimel Amud Beis, the long Tosfos, in the middle, Tosfos says, V'im Taimer, you know why Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold Rav Shlakish? The Gemara should have said Pashit. Because Rabbi Yochanan, in you mind, Gimel Amud Beis holds Chatzi Shir, is Asur min haTorah. So he can't give the teretz of Rav Shlakish that it's speaking about a Chatzi Shir, because you haven't resolved the question, how could my Shvuah be Chal? Ein Shvuah Chal al Shvuah. What's the first Shvuah? Mushba Mehar Sinai. It's a Chatzi Shir, but I, Rabbi Yochanan, it's Chatzi Shir, Asur min haTorah. So that's why you couldn't give Rav Shlakish the teretz. Tosfos' answer is no. Because Tosfos' lashon is kiven de leka ella iser bi alma, that's not considered mushba bi oimid. In other words, even if you hold chatzi shir is asur min haTorah, but there's no malchus. And when do I consider something that it's previously mushba mi haSinai? Only if there's not only an iser, but there's also malchus. There's also an oinish. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds chatzi shir asur min haTorah, it's asur, but there's no oinish. Memela, that would not be considered mushba from Har Sinai. So Rabbi Yochanan, because of that, would not refrain from giving Rav Shlakish's teretz. The Gemara has to say, because Rabbi Yochanan didn't want to get into the machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan, if it's stam or mefarish. Why doesn't Rav Shlakish hold to Rabbi Yochanan? So the Gemara says that when do we say Yisr Koil, and this takes us to the top of Chav Dalet Amud Aleph in our review here, when do we say Yisr Koil? That's only by Yisr Abom Me'elav. That's only like the example we gave before of Yom Kippur being Chal on the veil. Yom Kippur comes by itself. Man doesn't have to do anything. But by Yisr HaBayidei Atzmai, an Yisr that comes through the Dibur of a person, as Rashi explains it, Al Yidei Odom Atzmai, like Isser Shvua, which comes through his Dibur, there we don't say the concept of Isser Kailo. Now, the Avnei Meluyim in the Shas and Shuvas Avnei Meluyim, Simen Yud Beis, on page 28, Divrei HaMaskil Ubezen, Nir Lefian Yestaiti, he explains what, in fact, is the Chilik. What's the logical Chilik? Whether it is an Isser that comes from the Torah, Haba Me'elav, like Yom Kippur, that's Chal on the Vela by Isser Kailo, or if the person himself makes a shvuah, what's the difference? And the Avdei Meluyim says there's a very big difference. Because when do you say Isser Koilel? That's only by Ein Isser Chal al Isser. Ein Isser Chal al Isser means the second Isser is really Chal. It's only not Chal Legabi and Einish. So since it's only lacking the point that you don't get an Einish for the second Isser, on that an Isser Koilel makes the second Isser Bichal even Legabi Yoinish. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan wants to extend this concept, not only to Ein Isser Chal al Isser, that it will be Chal with Isser Koil, but to Ein Shvua Chal al Shvua, that it should be Chal with Isser Koil. On that, Rish Lakish says no, because Ein Shvua Chal Shvua means that the second Shvua is not Chal at all. If it's not Chal at all, says the Avnei Meluyim, then Isser Koil won't make it Bichal. By Ein Isser Chal Isser, it's Chal, but you don't get an Einish. By Ein Shua Chal Shua, the Pshat is the second Shua has no effect whatsoever. On that, Koilu won't help, says Rish Lakish. And now we're ready to continue on the second line of Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. Bishlam L'Rish Lakish. Mishum Hachi Kapata Rav Shimon. According to Rish Lakish, we understand very well what we learned in the Mishnah, Chav Beis Amud Beis, why Rav Shimon disagrees with the Tanakhama, Legabe eating Nevelus Atreifus, where the Tanakhama says he's Chayiv, and Rav Shimon says he's Pater. It makes a lot of sense. Why? Because what's the reason, whatever the reason is according to the Chachamim, based on Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, each one l'shitasoi, that will explain to us why Rav Shimon argues. So according to Rish Lakish, we understand very well. Because the Tanakhama's Svara is based on Chatzi Shir, that he prohibited upon himself a Chatzi Shir, which is not Aser Min HaTorah. Yes, there's a, it could be it's Aser, but there's no Einish, as we explained before from Tosfos. So according to Rish Lakish, very good. Mishum Hachi Kapata Rav Shimon, the sign we learned in the Braiser, Rav Shimon Omer, Kol Shehu L'Makis, that Rav Shimon Shita is that Chatzi Shir will be Usser from the Torah, even L'Gabi Malkus. It's not only an Isser, but you will get Malkus. V'lei Amru Kizayin, Sal L'Korban. The whole time that you need a Shir is only L'Gabi Korban, but L'Gabi Malkus you will get. If so, Rav Shimon says that you are Mushba Mehar Sinai, Ein Shvua Chalal Shvua. I say Potter, because there is a Chatzi Shir even Lagabi Malkus. If there's a Chatzi Shir Lagabi Malkus, it's Mushba Mehar Sinai, Ein Shvua Chalal Shvua. That's where Rabbi Shimon holds Potter. El Ele Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, my time with Rabbi Shimon the Potter, Rabbi Yochanan says we're speaking about Isser Koilel. That, you know why he's chayv in the seif of the Mishnah by Nevelus Atreifus? Because he made an Isser Koilel. So why does Rabbi Shimon say he's Potter? The Gemara answers, Midi, who time at? Let me show Mr. Koilel. You're right. What's the reason, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the Tanakhama says chayv? Because of Isser Koilel. Rabbi Shimon Latamei, the Leslie Isser Koilel. Rabbi Shimon Lashitasa, he doesn't hold of Isser Koilel. How do I know the Sanya we learned in the Brights from Shimon Oimer? This was the case that Rashi brings on the top, Rashi. Ha'oichel nevela b'yoyim ha'kippur and potter. If somebody eats the veil on Yom Kippur, he is potter. Let's bepash this. If this thing was already in the veil and then Yom Kippur came, so even though Yom Kippur is an Isser Koilel, Rav Shimon doesn't hold of Isser Koilel. He only holds of Isser Maisif. He doesn't, we'll see a reason on Amud Beis, but he doesn't hold of Isser Koilel. So since he doesn't hold of Isser Koilel, therefore, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, we understand the machlokus between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon. The Tanakhama holds, we say Isser Koilel by Isser HaChalal Isser, we say Isser Koilel by Shua HaChalal Shua. So Memela, since he asked upon himself Shchutois, he also asked upon himself Nevelois, even though he's Mushba Mihar Sinai because of Isser Koilel. Rav Shimon doesn't hold of Isser Koilel. He doesn't hold of it by Isser Chalal Isser. He doesn't hold of it by Shua Chalal Shua. And Memela, Rav Shimon holds your Potter. And where do I see a precedent that Rav Shimon doesn't hold like this? I see it from Oichel Nevela beyond Kippurim. Now Rashi says that not only if Nevela came before Yom Kippur, but even if Yom Kippur came first, and this animal was alive, and it was Nisnavla on Yom Kippur, still, Rav Shimon would hold Potter. Ha'oichel nevela b'yom kippur Potter, says Rashi, even if it became an nevela on Yom Kippur. I, Yom Kippur is first. But Rashi says that before Yom Kippur, there was an Isser of Eiver Menachai. Memela, on that Isser, the Yom Kippur could not be Chal, even with a Koil, according to Rav Shimon. And this Rashi is discussed in the Rishayim and the Achroinim. One difficulty would be that once it became a nevela, so the Isser Eiver Menachai went off, then you have both Isurim, the Yom Kippur and the nevela, coming at the same time. This is discussed in the Rishayim and the Achroinim, but Rashi's Shita here is, in Divrei Amaschil Potter, Rashi says, Oy, I Isser Eiver Menachai im loynis navla mi be'erev. So Rashi holds that it doesn't matter when it became a nevela, before Yom Kippur, during Yom Kippur, the halacha will be potter, even though it's an Isser Koilel. Now the Gemara asks another question. Bishlam l'Rish Lakish mashkachas l'bala v'hein. Rashi tells us what we're going to learn in Daf Chafei Amud Aleph, that a korban for a shvua is only brought if you can find it dover v'hi chilufoi, if it could be found in a negative and a positive. We learned this out from a pasuk where it says lahara oy lahetev. You have to be able to make the shvua in both ways. So according to Rish Lakish, who said that our Mishnah by Neveilas HaTreves is speaking about a Chatzi Shir, Mashkachas Lo B'Lav V'Hein. There it works. The Lav is, I won't eat even a Chatzi Shir of Neveilas. And on that, it's not considered Mushba Mehar Sinai, so the Shvu is Chal. And the Hein will be, I will eat something, I'll even eat a chatzi shir of a nevela. That is not considered levatal as a mitzvah, because min haTorah, chatzi shir, even if it's usher, there's no oynish, memela, it's not considered that he is making a shvua against the Torah, levatal as a mitzvah. So you could find it b'la v'hein. If so, it's an effective shvua, and that's why, in fact, if he ate a chatzi shir of the nevela, he will be chayev for being over on his shvua. El Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, bishloima la mashkachas lo, as we explained before, by koilo. He was koil dvorim amutorim with the dvorim asurim. So, in the negative way, I won't eat today nevelas and treifas, and I won't eat shchutais. So since he was koilo shchutais with nevelas together, the iser koilo makes the second shvua bichal. Elahein eichem eshkachas lo, how does it work out in the positive? In the case where he would say, I will eat. And Rashi predicates this question on the fact that, as we mentioned at the beginning of this year, on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, we explained that we, to answer the initial stira between the first halacha that we discussed and the second halacha of achila that's not roy, we said he's potter if he ate, but the nevelas treifas if he ate, he's chayv. So we said the resh is speaking about stam, and the seif is speaking about mefarish. So, mefarish in the negative, we understand, through Yisr Koil. But mefarish in the positive, how could that be effective? He's saying a shvua distinctly against the Torah. The Torah says he can't eat it, and he's making a shvua that he will eat it. Elahein hechem eshkachas lo. Ela the Gemara says, kidarava, da'amarava, shvua, shaloi oichel, va'ochel, offer, potter. If a person made a shvua that he's not going to eat, and then he subsequently ate earth, which is inedible, he's potter. Rashi explains the Gemara's teretz as follows, that now at this point in the Gemara has charata from what we have learned all the way through, starting from the two dots on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. As Rashi there explained, the Havman of the Gemara is that Nevelos Treifas are also considered something that's not royal achila. If so, we have a stira between the first halacha and the second halacha. We had to give a teretz between stam and mefarish. The resh is stam, the seif is mefarish. That's why the resh is potter, the seif is chayiv. Now we say no, we're speaking about stam. We're not speaking about mefarish. And the chilek between the first din and the second din is that the first din is like Rava says, he made a shvua shloichel and then he ate something inedible like earth. Earth is not considered a ma'isa chila. V'meila, he wasn't over on a shvua. That's not something edible. That's not called a chila. V'meila's potter. Ma'ashiyen Cain explains Rashi. By nevelas treifas, that is edible. Only, Rashi says, the Lashon of the Gemara, v'aryehu deravya alayhu. It's a lion that's lying on top. And as there's an isser that's preventing me from eating it. That is not considered something that is ena royal achila. When the Mishnah says, v'ochal oichlen she'enan ru'in achila, something that halachically is not permitted to be eaten is not considered ain't a royal achila. It is royal achila. It's only an issue that's preventing you. So when a person says stum, I'm not going to eat today, he means to say I won't eat anything that's edible. And nevelas or treifas are considered edible. And therefore, if he ate nevelas or treifas, he was over on his issue. So that's in the lav. Now in the hain would be, he says, I will eat today. He doesn't speak out, I will eat the veils of treifas, because that obviously would be going against, it would be mevatel a mitzvah, and ein nishbor levatel a mitzvah, the shvu wouldn't be chal. But according to this pshat, now we're saying the whole Mishnah is speaking about stam. There is no mefarish. So memela, even in the hain, he's not speaking out, I will eat nevel satrafis. He's just speaking out, I will eat, and he can be mekayim his mitzvah by eating something that's permitted. So memela, it's not considered that he's making a shvua to be mevatla mitzvah, memela, it's chal. So Rabbi Yoich and Rish Lakish, each one has a way to understand our Mishnah according to each shita of Koilel or Chatzishir, it works out. Now, Rav Mori wants to bring a raya that nevelos are considered ru'uyis lachila. Rav Mori, afana namitnina. I have a raya to you from the last halacha that we learned at the beginning of the shir from the Mishnah. It said at the end of our Mishnah, koinem ishti nehenesli emachalti ayoyim, a person makes a neder, a vow. That is, my wife should become osur to have anor from me if I ate something today. And we find out that va'achal nevel sutreifish kots for mushroom, that he had eaten these things that are osur from the Torah. The Mishnah concludes, hare ishtay asur loy, his wife cannot have anor from him. So, l'chayra, all he ate was nevel sutreifish, which are forbidden from the Torah. So what do we see? That eating nevel sutreifish is considered something that's royal achila, and he was over on his neder, he had said, my wife becomes usher to me if I've eaten. It's considered that he has eaten something, and memela, his wife becomes usher to him. So l'char yav a raya, then the veil's traves are considered royal achila. So the Gemara says, no raya. Hachi hashta. Hasam, over there in the last case of our Mishnah, kiven the mikora achol, since he had already eaten before he made the shua, v'hadur ishtable, and then he made the shua as we turn to daf chav dal ramad beis, chashuvi achshuvi. So through his achila, he's megala, that he doesn't consider nevel satreif as something disgusting. He doesn't consider pig, tallow, he doesn't consider this something disgusting. So memela, when he subsequently says, my wife should be ushered to me if I ate, and he had already eaten this, so we see that he considers it achila. So memela, it comes out that his wife will be ushered. Elohacha, but over here, where we don't have any precedent that he has eaten this, and he says, I will not eat. So it could be that there we will say that he did not have an intent to include in that shvua something that's prohibited minat Torah. Because that, to him, that might be considered ain't a royal achila. He never meant that to be part of his shua. And in Mela, if he subsequently ate, he wasn't over on his shua. Elohachim, mi achshave. Where do we see that he gave it chashivas? Where he gave it importance? Perhaps when he made the shua, he was not thinking about something treif. That's a disgusting thing to him. And he has no intention to consider that something that one would consider an edible thing. It could be. You have no raya. From the end of our Mishnah, you have no raya. The fact is the Gemara remains with this teretz, as the way Rashi explained Rava, that only by offer is considered not royal achila, and something asur mina Torah is considered royal achila. But a raya from the last halach of our Mishnah by Koinim, that his wife becomes asur to him, the Gemara is just saying, you have no raya. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rava, my time of the Manda Islay Yisr Koilel. What is the swara of the Mandi Omer who holds of Isser Koilel? And the Gemara answers, Midi Dehava, Isser Moisev, because that Mandi Omer compares Isser Koilel to Isser Moisev. Now let us, because it's such a fundamental and beautiful Rashi, let us learn together this long Rashi, which explains beautifully the chilek between Isser Koilel and Isser Moisev. Divrei Amaschel, Midi Dehavi a Isser Moisev, and it is four lines after Rashi becomes the smaller lines. Says Rashi, Demanda lesle Isser Koilel Isser, be Isser Koilel, Isle be Isser Moisev. Even the Mandi Yomar who doesn't hold of Isser Koil, he does hold of Isser Moisev. Everyone holds of Isser Moisev. Kidamrinu b'yavamas perak arba'achem. Moid Rabbi Yaisi b'Isser Moisev. Now Rashi says the definition. Isser Koil kari hecha de'ein Isser achron moistev alachaticha klom. The second Isser is not adding anything to the original item that was prohibited. What does Isser Koil do? Avomar b'hu Isser al ha'odam. here's the key word, the gavra, the person. It prohibits on the person, but dvorim acherim, could go in the veil of Yom Kippur, like in the veil of Yom Kippur. Deloy bolo oisra ela b'achila. The only thing that's prohibited is achila, when Yom Kippur is coming on in the veil. Uba'achila kvar asur himishim the veil. It was already asur because of the veil. Nimtza, shaloi hoisav ala isra achron klum. The Yom Kippur is not adding anything to the isra nevela. There's no new dimension of Isser in this Chatich itself. It was Osir, it's still Osir with Achil. Avariba Isura la Adam, la Isra b'chol Eichlin Shabbalim. What Yom Kippur added to Nevela is that more items are prohibited. He's not allowed to eat anything in the world on Yom Kippur. Vamrina, we say, Migu dechal Yom Kippur ma la Adam la Esser b'shar Eichlin. Since Yom Kippur has a power to prohibit the person from other foods, Mishum Yom Kippur, because of the Isser of Yom Kippur, Kailol Nami, Es HaNevela Imo L'Ischai Mishum Yom Kippur. So even Nevela, that is already Osir Bachila, it too has on it the Isser of Yom Kippur as well, because Yom Kippur is effective for all other permitted items during the year are prohibited on Yom Kippur. That's Isser Koil. The Gavra becomes Usser in Morch Feitzim, and that's why even in this Chayfetz itself, where there's no new dimension of Isser in the Chayfetz, this item of Nevela becomes Usser because of Nevela and as well because of Yom Kippur. That's Isser Koil. Now what's Isser Moisev, says Rashi? Kishe Isser Achron Moisev ala Chaticho Atzma. Here it's on the Cheftza. When the second Isser adds on this Cheftza, on this item, Dover Shloi Hoyeba Yedei Isser Rishon, a new dimension that was not here because of the first Isser. Vo'oyser ha'chaticha achroin ba'mesher hoysim uteres koydim shebo Isser achroin. And this makes the piece of item prohibited in something that previously was this piece, this item was mutter. And now Rashi is going to give an example, which is Negea, the next Gemara that we're going to learn. Kegoin. Chelev shel kodesh. Chelev, which is prohibited fat, and now it became hegdish. So asur lachlum shum chelev, umutter l'gevoyl mizbeach. When it originally was chelev, you couldn't eat it because it's chelev, but you could bring it on the mizbeach, as some, an emurim to be burnt on the mizbeach. Nasa noiser, but what happens if this chelev became noiser? You left it too long and you didn't bring it on the mizbeach to be burned. Moisav alav iser lemashoyis muteras loy. Now a new dimension of iser comes in. The nifsalak rav. You can't, not only can't you eat it, but you can't even use this fat to bring it on the mizbeach. Vare amrina mitoyech shechal oleh shem noiser lo iser al mizbeach. Since there is a name of noiser to prohibit it on the mizbeach, ve'ein iser arishu ma'akav al yodim ilochel. The first Isser of Chelev doesn't prevent the second Isser from putting on it an Isser to the Mizbeach. There's nothing to prevent that. She'ein ze Isser chal Isser. On that part of the Isser Mizbeach, there's no previous Isser to prevent the second Isser from coming on the Mizbeach. Since it has an effect on the Mizbeach Isser, chalolei nami Isser shem noiser, eitzel kol adam oichloi lizchayv alav mishum Chelev umishum noiser. So then we say as well that this chelev will also be prohibited because of noiser, even though it's already legabi achila usher on the person because of chelev anyway. Afal pishiyesh kan ischal iser, even though it comes out bottom line there's going to be an ischal iser on this portion, on the eating part of the chelev, not on the mizbeach part. Mizbeach is new. But since there's a new dimension to the second iser, that new dimension drags with it that even that part of the iser that was there previously, of achilas chelev, now it also will become usher in achilas noiser. So we have a beautiful pshat here in Rashi on the difference between koil and moisev. So now let's go back to the Gemara. My time at demand the Islay Isser Koil, Midhava Isser Moisev. He holds just like a new dimension in the Cheftza allows the Isser Achila to be Chal, for example, in the case we gave, Noiser on Chelev. So Huadin Isser Koil, Huadin Yom Kippur on the Vela, even though they're both Osir Ba'achila, but since the Isser Koil of Yom Kippur is on all food in the world, it's chal even on the nevela because of two reasons. One, nevela. Two, Yom Kippur, even though it comes out that on that portion it's Isser Chal Isser. Uman de potter de last later one who potters. Because he doesn't hold of Isser Koilil, why not? So here the Gemara says the Svara. Ki Omer Isser Moiseh b'chada chaticha. When do you say Isser Moiseh, which he agrees to, that's in the same chaticha, new dimension. That I hear. But b'shtei chatichas, what I mean, just because this was Usser, Yom Kippur Usser's in all other foods in the world, therefore it should have an effect on the Vela, which is already Usser. Since there's no new dimension of Isser in this Chafetz itself, he doesn't hold that that's enough to prohibit the nevela because of Yom Kippur as well. V'amar Rava, and Rava says the following halacha, l'man de'isle Yisr Koilil, if you hold of Yisr Koilil, amar shvush lo'echol tenim, if somebody said I won't eat figs, v'chaz v'amar shvush lo'echol tenim v'anovim, and then he made a second shvua of not eating figs and grapes, migud chal anovim, since his second shvua is chal on grapes, because that was never usher before. Chayal nami ateinim. So now he's not allowed to eat the figs for two shvuas, his first shvua and his second shvua, because this is an isher koil. Ask the Gemara Pshita. If you hold of koil, then this is koil. So the Gemara says no. Ma, the same I would have thought. Isser habo me'elov amrinin. When do I say isher koil? That's only like Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is an Isser that comes by itself. Man does not create it. Isser abo me'atzma le'amrin. I would think that Isser koil, where it's coming itself, like here, where he's making a second shvua, he's creating the Isser. As we said from the Avnei Miluyim Dechilik between shvua and Isser chalal Isser, I would think that over here, where it's coming through his mouth, his shvua, there we should not say that it is chal, kamash malon, that we say koil, even by an isser that comes by itself. And as the Gemara over here is saying, not like the swara that Rish Lakish said on Amud Aleph, why he doesn't hold of Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish doesn't hold of Rabbi Yochanan. He doesn't hold isser koil ishayach here, because in our sugya we're talking about shvuas. Shvuas an isser abo me'atzmoy, that he creates by himself, not that it comes on its own accord. So Rish Lakish holds there's a chilek, and our Gemara's Kamashmon that there is no chilek, and that's why even if he made one shvu on Tainim, and he made a second shvu on Tainim and Anovim, not only is it chal the second shvu on Anovim, it will also aser on the Tainim as a second shvu on the same item because of Isser Koil. Mosiv, Rava, Berei, de Rabba. So Rava, the son of Rabba, had a question on this concept that we say Isser Koilil even by Isser Abo Me'atzmai. We learned in a mission in Krisa, stuff you'd give Lamed Beis, Yesh Oichel, Achila Achas V'chayv Ale Arbo Chatois. A person can eat one Kazayas, and it can be chayv on it four Chatois, V'asham Echad, and one Asham. V'Elahein, and this is the case, where for eating one Kazayas you could be chayv, and Rashi says you're chayv on these five, either because of Isser Koil or Isser Maisif, as we will explain in a moment. But let's first see what the Isurin are. Ve'elahein, Tomei She'ochel Chelev, Ve'hu Noiser, Mina Mugdoshin, B'yom HaKippur. So this item was Chelev, it became Noiser, so that's, there's an Isser of Chattas, he did a B'shoigig, so he ate the Chelev, he's Chayv one Chattas, he ate Noiser two Chattas, He was a Tomei that ate Hegdish. A Tomei is Osir and Hegdish. That's a third Chattas. Since it's Hegdish, there's Me'ila. And Me'ila, there is an Asham Me'ilas. This is the Asham. And B'Yom HaKippurim, again, there, if he did a B'Shoigeg, B'Meiz that it's Chorus, B'Shoigeg is Chattas. So you have four Chattois with one Asham Me'ilas. And you're Chai for all of them. And Rashi explains that the halacha is that Me'ila, even if he's a Kayin, Rashi brings down that in Divrei HaMaskel, Tomei She'ochel Chelev, that a Kayin, Legabi Chelev of Hegdish, that's supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach, Imurim, that is supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach, if he eats that, he's moil. And we learned it out from Kol Chelev Lashem, L'Rabois Imure Kachim Kalim L'Me'ila. So there's a halacha of me'ila. So says Rashi, this animal, when it was born, the chelev became osur. He made it hegdish, So we have an Isser Koil. Since the Itzchal, the Isser of Hegdish, on the Boser and Or, not only on the Chalev, so therefore it's also Chal on the Chalev because of the concept of Koil, because more items are becoming Osir on the Gavra. Till not a Gavra was Osir to eat it because Chalev. Now, Hegdish makes more parts Osir, even the Boser and the Or. So Mimele, it's also Chal on the Chalev as well. Now it became Noiser. So Noiser has a new dimension, as we learned from Rashi before. Till now it was only Osir to the person to eat, but it was Mutter for the Mizbeach. Now it became Noiser. So this Chafetz itself has a new Hoysof, a new dimension of Isser, that not only can't a person benefit from it, but you can't be makriv it on the Mizbeach. That's an Isser Moisev. So since it's Chal Legabe the Mizbeach, it's also Chal Legabe the Isser Achila, that there's now a new Chiyuv, not only because of Chalev and Me'ila, but also because of Noiser. Then Rashi says that when the person became Tomei, so he's not allowed to eat Kachim because of its Tumah. So since he became Osir in Kachim HaNecholim Mishum Tumah, so he's also Osir in the Chalev because of Tumah. That's another example of Isser Koil, because it's not only the Chalev, but all Kachim he can't eat because he's in a state of Tumah. So he becomes Osir Mor Chafetzim, that's Koil. Then it was on Yom Kippur, so since even Chulin became Osir, he's not allowed to eat anything in the world because of Yom Kippur, so he has an Isser here because of Isser Koil, because of Yom Kippur as well, on this Chalev HaMukdashim. So there's four chatois, one asham milas. Rav Meir Oimer continues the Mishnah there, increases. Afim hoitzah Shabbos, if it was Shabbos, v'hoitziyoy, and as he was walking out from Shas Yachat to Shas Rab, he was eating, he took it out in his mouth, chayiv, he's chayiv. So I could give you another case where, let's say he did this b'shoigeg, he would have a chiyuv chatos, so you have five chatois. We're talking about, it's not the same name. We're talking about Isurei Achila. And you're bringing me a new kind of Isser, which is Hoitzah. We're not trying to make as many Isurim as possible. We are focusing on Achi of Chattas and Oshim, which comes Al Yidei Achila. Now Rashi points out that the Gemara says Im Hoitzah Shabbos. We already said it's Yom Kippur. Why didn't he say there's an Isser Hoitzah? Rav Meir should have said because of Yom Kippur. So Rashi says that he holds Ein Erev Hoitzah Yom Kippur. On this, Tosfos disagrees. Divrei Rav Maskil, the third Tosfos, Im Hoitzah Shabbos Hoitzah B'Piv Chayiv, because he brings a Gemara in Krisus that says that Raphram said this for, but Bedusa, it's a mistake. You are Chayiv Mishum Hoitzah Shtein. You're chayv for Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So really, the Gemara could have said Yom Kippur. Taisa says he wants to make a stronger Isser because of Shabbos, but Yom Kippur would have been Osir as well. Now comes the kasha of Rava Bereda Rava, Vim Isa, if you're going to hold that an Isser Koil is said by Isser Habo Me'atzmai, something that he created, a Shvua. We will also say Isser Koilol, as the Gemara said before, Kamash Malon, that Rava said that Lamandi Isle Isser Koilol by Shvua, by Tatum and Anovim, he'll be Chayav for two Shvuas because of Isser Koilol, even though it's an Isser Habo Me'atzmai, Vim Isiv. That's so. Mashkachas Lechomish, I have five, not just four, Kigoin, and it's an Isser Achila. Kigoin She'omar, Shvua Shloi Oichel, Tmorim, V'chelev. He said, I won't eat Tmorim and Chalev. So, Migi Dechala Tmorim, Chal Namia Chalev. Since it's an Isser Koilol, there's more Chafetzim that become Osir through his Shvua. So, it should be Chal, it will be Chal on the Chalev as well. Why didn't we say that increases? Elamai, L'chaira, I have a raya from there against your Svar. I have a raya to Rish Lakish, that there's a chilek between Isser Habo Me'elev or Isser Habo Me'atzmai. By Isser Habo Me'atzmai, we don't say Koilol. Otherwise, it should have been mentioned. So, L'chaira, one could ask, how could Rabbi asked such a question that I have a raya, that you don't say Yisr Krov, Yisr Bomi Atzmoy. One of the four chatois that was mentioned was Hegdish. And Hegdish is an Yisr Bomi Atzmoy. It's what a person is Magdish with his mouth. He creates the Yisr. And there we said that why is it Chal? Because it's an Yisr Kailal. So L'chaira, you see from that mission itself that by an Isra Bo Me'atzmai, we learned Migri Dechal Isra Mugdashim Abbasar V'or Chal Nami Achelev, Harei Koilo, Rashi says. So we see an Isra Koilo by an Isra Bo Me'atzmai, by Me'ila. So what's Rabbi Breda Rabbi's Kasha? From that mission itself you see it. So Taisvis on Ahmed Aleph, the top Taisvis, Be'isra Bo Me'atzmai Le'omar, Taisvis asks a similar Kasha there on Rish Lakish. How could Rish Lakish argue in Rabbi Yochanan and say, I don't want to say your teretz of Isra Koilu, because your teretz is speaking about Isra Bo Me'atzmoy, and by Isra Bo Me'atzmoy we don't say Koilu. L'chayr, we have a raya from this mission increases you'd give him a base by Me'ila, that it's an Isra Koilu, it's Isra Bo Me'atzmoy, and we do say it, and that's why it's Chayv HaChatos for it. So Taisvis makes a chilek, which will answer also our previous question. And Taisvis says, Yesh loimer, the hocha b'Yisra bo me'atzmai al atzmai kamar. The loy amrinin. Avo mugdashin sh'asurin al kol ha'olam amrinin. Taisvis makes a distinction between shvua and hegdish. Shvua, both of them come through a person saying it. But shvua is an isser which you say, which is chal on you, and hegdish is an isser which you say, which is chal on the whole world. So when it's chal on the whole world, there Rish Lakish will also agree, as is open from the mission in shvuas, Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that we would say isser koil, even though it's an isser abo me'atzmoi. And that's why Rav is saying, well, why didn't we mention also Shvua? So the Tarot, yes, we mentioned Hegdish. I agree to you, like Toysa says, that's an Isser al Yedei Atzmai, that's Osir on the whole world. That's Chal by an Isser Koil. But we're discussing an Isser Abal Yedei Atzmai al Atzmai, where I'm the only one who's Osir because of it. There I say that the Ein Shvua Chal al Shvua, even with an Isser Koil. Otherwise, why didn't the Mishnah increases mention it? Continues the Gemara, and the Gemara answers, no, really, I'll tell you that even by Yisr Abo Me'atzmai, Al Atzmai, we will say Yisr Koil. Why didn't we mention increases? Ki Tani Yisr Abo Me'elav, Yisr Abo Me'atzmai, like Tani. Again, what's our focus? We didn't say it so either, because we said we're focusing on Achila. That's why we don't hold like Reb Meir. Im Hoysa Shabbos Veitziya Chayiv. We're focusing. So if we're focusing, the Gemara says, I'm going to make the focus even more limited. We're focusing only on Yisurim Abo Me'elav, like Yom Kippur. Like Noiser, like it's not that you're creating the Isser through your Dibber. Ein Echanami, it's Usser. But that's not the focus of the mission increases, Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Ask the Gemara, Rivare Hegdish. What about Hegdish? Hegdish is the Isser Abo Me'atzmai. So Toysus on Ahmed Aleph says, Loit my chilik between an Isra Bo Me'atzmai al Atzmai, or an Isra Bo Me'atzmai al Kola Oilam, what's the Gemara's Kasha here? Vare Hegdish, Hegdish and Isra Bo Me'atzmai, you made the Hegdish, but there's a chilik. So Toysus says, but that the Gemara's Kasha is good, there's a chilik, Lagabi Koilal. That Rish Lakish could hold of Hegdish Koilal, and he doesn't hold of Shvua Koilal, because it's Isser Habo Me'atzmai Al Atzmai. Good. But if you're telling me of the focus, so the focus should only be on Isser Habo Me'elav totally. Hegdish is not a pure Isser Habo Me'elav. Hegdish is good, it's on Kol Oilam, but it's still a type of Isser Habo Me'atzmai. And if you're focusing the mission on Me'elav, Hegdish doesn't belong there. Yes, you'll say Koilal. That I don't have a problem with. We'll say Shvua Chal. We'll say Hegdish is Chal by Yisr Koilal, even though it's Yisr Abo Me'atzmai. But as far as the focus is concerned of the Mishnah, Hegdish doesn't belong there. It's not a Yisr Abo Me'elav. To get more answers, there's a type of Hegdish which is Yisr Abo Me'elav. Bibichor, Dikidushas Merechem. A Bichor is born from the womb of the mother, and right away it's Hegdish. So Memela, that's what our mission is speaking about, and that's why there will be a Asham Me'ilis for the Hegdish of Bechor, which is also a Isser Haba Me'ilav. Iboy Sam, I'll give you another teretz. That really, Shvua, we will say Isser Koil. I, why didn't the Mishnah increases mention Shvua as well? Shloi Oichel Tmorim V'chelev. Iboy Yisema Kitani Midi Delesle Shaila. We're only speaking about things where you cannot go to a Chacham and nullify it. But Shvua Disle Shaila. Shvua has Shaila because you can go to a Chacham to be Matur the Isser. As we find the run in the dorm, Daf Ayin Ches, says, Vizel Shainai Shem Higdish Behema Vishachta Bechutz. He did Shchute Chutz on an animal. So L'chayri's Chayiv and Oynish. V'acher kein Nishal Olea, he went to a Chacham, and the Chacham was able to find a way to nullify his Hegdish Potter. He doesn't get an Oynish. The Kiv and Shiei Shaila Behegdish Ki'ilu Lo Yehugdish Moilem. Retroactively, a Chacham has the power to be Oiker. Loi Higdishim Oilam Dami, the Chacham Oiker Haneder Mikarai, says the run in the Dorim Ayin Ches. So through the Shaila of a Chacham, he can nullify the Neder or the Shvua or the Hegdish Mikarai. It's as if he never made it to Hegdish to begin with. So Memela, the Gemara says, that's why we didn't make the case of Shvua here. Iboy say, Mekik Tani Medid Lesley Shala. Shvua Disley Shala, like Tani. So I was going, what I just spoke out, the run is on the next words of the Gemara. Hare Hegdish. What about Hegdish? Hegdish is Shaykh by Shaila as well. As we said, he's Chacham Zoyker L'Mafreya, and even if he did Shchut Echutz, he wouldn't be chayiv for that. And that is mentioned. You're telling me it doesn't mention in the Mishnah increases anything that's that Shaykh B'Shaila. So the Gemara says, and I have a teretz on that, Ha'okmina B'Bchor, we just said it speaking about Bechor before. A Bechor is Kaddish Merechem. On a Bechor, it's not a Kiddush of a person. Even though it is a mitzvah for a person to be Magdish a Bechor as well, but really it's Kaddish by itself. And if it's Kaddish by itself, Memela, there's no kasha of why it's mentioned, because it has no sharks with Shaila. A Chacham can't be oikered, and that's why it's mentioned. Iboy Seim, I'll give you another teretz on the original kasha of Rava Berei de Rabba concerning Shvua and Isser Koilel. Really, we say by Shvua, by Isser Bami Atzmai, we say Koilel. But why isn't it mentioned Shvua? It's Kiktani Korban Kavua, only a Korban which is a steady Korban. Everybody brings the same carbon, but carbon oil of a yard. By a shvua, it's a carbon oil of a yard, which means that it depends how rich you are. A usher, are you an usher? Are you a bainani? Are you an ani? A shvua spitui is a carbon oil of a yard. An usher brings a keves or a seira lechatas. A bainani will bring shtei tarmer, shtei b'nei yoina, pigeons or turtle doves, one for a chatas and one for an oila. And an ani will bring a seira seifa, a mincha soilus. So everyone brings a different carbon. We're not talking about that. It's taka usser through kailo, but we're only talking about someone who everybody brings the same carbon. Not shuas bit the oil of a yard. Frey the Gemara, hare tami shachlos a kairish. Another case of carbon oil of a yard, where it goes depending you bring according to how rich you are, is by a tami deit kairish. And that's one of the four chatois that we're speaking about. The carbon oil of a yard, who, and it mentioned it, the Gemara answers, binasi, speaking about a king. Rabbi Lezer, it's Rabbi Lezer, which Rashi brings down the second wide line at the bottom in Masech Tahirius. Rabbi Lezer says that there is a korban kavua by a nasi, and that is by Tumas Migdash Kedoshav, since there is a din chorus there. So Rabbi Lezer holds in that halacha there is a korban kavua that he brings of a sa'ir. He brings a male goat. But Rashi says, even a Nasi will not bring a Korban Kavua by a Shuas Bitui. It's only Tumas Migdash Kedoshah, where there's a Chi of Chorus, where Rab Lazar holds, Rab Lazar, he domer, Nasi, maybe Sawyer, a Nasi brings a set Korban by Tumi. So that's why it's mentioned. But Shvua, even a Nasi, even if the case is speaking about a Nasi who's bringing the four Chatois, but he does not bring a carbon kavua by Shua. He brings carbon oil of a yard. We're not talking about a carbon oil of a yard. Rav Ashi gives a different reason why we don't mention Shvuah, even though Shvuah is also because of Kailu. Kiktani Midi Dechala Bishir. When are we speaking about these chatois, something that is only usher with a shear, a kezayis, shvua dechayla pachas mikashir, as Rashi says, bimifarish, and l'chare, that's going according to the chachamim that we mentioned at the beginning of the shear, the machlokes, the chachamim and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, even bestam by a shvua, it refers to pachas mikashir. The chachamim hold only by mifarish. Rashi is going according to the Chacham, but Shvuah has a concept that it could be Chal, even a possible Shear. We're talking about a Kezayis, where you need a Shear, that's why we didn't mention the case of Shvuah. Like Tani, for Edimari Hegdish. Hegdish, you don't need a Shear. You need it to be a Shavah Pruta, but you don't need a Shear of Kezayis. And it mentions it. The Gemara answers, yes, but it needs some Shear. Habina Shavah Pruta. Its Shear is Shavah Pruta. What I mean to say is, you need a Shear. A Kezayis, Shavah Pruta. By Masha Enke, and a Shvuah is Chal, even on a Pachas Mikashir. And that's why I like Tani. Ravashi, we have Avira. There's a place called Avira. Says Ravashi, Am Rav Zera, name of Rav Zera, Kik Tani, he gives another Teretz. We're only speaking about, like Yom Kippur, where it's Zdoinoi Karas. But Zdoinoi Lav, but when it's only a Lav. For example, by Shvuah, where there's only a lav, even b'mezid and no chorus, like Tani, we're not speaking about. That's why Shvuah is not mentioned. I afraid the Gemara of Arei Asham. By Asham Me'ila is this doina lav uktani, where it's only a lav, Rashi brings down, even though there's no lav mefurish, but we learn out chet chet mitruma, just like by truma, a czar is not allowed to eat, and there's a lav, so hu adin. By Me'ila, there is a lav. So, and there's no din of Kores. Uktani, and we learned it. So why isn't Shua included as well? As we turn to the Chaf HaYamid Aleph, the Gemara answers, Mechatis Kamrin. You're right. By the Asham Me'ilois, we're talking even a lav. But we were giving a teretz by the four chatois. You want to include a chatis for when he did a b'shoyig by the Shua. But by Shua is only a lav. And we are speaking about something where the b'mezid would be Kores by chatois. And that Shua doesn't fit into that. Ravin Amar, he gives another teretz to the Kasha. Kik Tani, which is listed in the Mishnah increases only midi dechayle amidi de barachilu, something that's chal on something that's edible. Shvua dechayle amidi la barachiluhu. Shvua is chal even on something that's not edible, like Tani. For Eidim more of a rehegdish dechayle nami eitzav avadim, uktani. Are hegdish. The chal nami eitzav avadim, it's written in the Mishnah increases hegdish. A hegdish is chal on eitzav and avadim, which is not edible. Ella, the teretz we have to say is the following. The chilik is as follows. Ki ketani the chayil amidi de ispe meshasha. We're only speaking about something that's chal on a tangible item. For example, hegdish, it has to be tangible. But shvua, the chayla, midi, the lesve mashasha. Shvua is chal even on something not tangible. Kigoyin, sheishin, shloishin, like tani. I will go to sleep, I won't go to sleep. And sleep, Rashi says, is something that has no, is not tangible. So that, like tani. So really, we come out that a shvua by koilel, if he says te'enim and chaylev, enechanami, that could have been listed in the Mishnah increases, but for these various chalukim, the many terutzim, in fact, there were six terutzim altogether of the chilik, why Shvuah is not mentioned. For these six different reasons, Shvuah is not counted, but the etzim halacha, the Gemara remains with, that we do say koilel by Shvuah, not like Rish Lakish said on Chaf Gim Dalet Amid Aleph, but the Gemara's maskana was that we do say koilel even where it's an Isser Habo Me'atzmei, not only by an Isser Habo Me'elov.